record a roll. We're talking with State Senator Jay Luno. And Senator Luno, a series of insurance reform bills were approved by the Louisiana Senate on Wednesday before you guys went out for the weekend break. Just your thoughts on these bills. Are any of them going to address the situation or address this crisis that we're dealing with right now in the insurance industry?
It's my opinion that none of them will do anything about this. And the reason for that is because for the last 40 years, we've done similar measures on tort reform of just about every way you could think of. And tort reform has never lowered insurance rates a penny, with the exception of 1 year during the Foster administration when there was a 10% reduction because it was mandated by law. And after that first year was over with, rates went up 20%. So effectively, insurance rates have never gone down in Louisiana, no matter how much tort reform we did.
What about the bill that would provide Commissioner Tim Temple with, I guess, how it's being labeled as, more authority to reject rates? What's your thoughts on that bill in particular?
Well, you know, the fact of the matter is the insurance commissioner needs that power, because we know from industry standards what they talk about is in the states that have the lowest insurance rates, they have more regulation. And what we've had so far is less regulation. We're the only state in the United States that has a law that says that before the commissioner can reject an increase, he has to show that the entire market is unstable. And that's only achieved after multiple public meetings and lots of hoorah, and has never been attempted in the state of Louisiana. So legally, the insurance commissioner can't deny a rate increase.
So that's one bill that you do like, I guess, that got off the Senate floor.
I do, you know, and I think it's reasonable. I think that we can't expect the Commissioner of Insurance to come in and work to lower rates if we don't give them the authority to do those things.
What about Representative Chenevert's legislation, where if you're more than 51% at fault, then you're not awarded any damages in a wreck? What do you think about that one?
So the first problem I have with that is that it's punitive to one side. It only applies to the plaintiff side. The plaintiff, if they're 51%, they don't collect anything. But on the defendant side, they only have to pay the amount that they're actually found liable for. Currently in Louisiana, whatever amount you're at fault in the accident, that gets reduced from what you're doing. And the fact of the matter is, we heard all of these stories about, well, if there's a 90% fault in it, you can still collect 10%. But the fact of the matter is, that doesn't happen. People don't bring those lawsuits like that, you know, to get 10% of the claim. In fact, lawyers don't take those cases because those lawyers are not going to spend the money to try to do that. But what I think we will see is we'll see juries that come in and say, you know what, all we got to do is find this person 51% at fault and they don't collect anything. And they'll use that as a weapon in some instances. And I think that's going to be difficult.
Is there any bills that I don't even know if, you know, any of them, and I know we're getting late in the day here as far as the legislative session, but where did you see any legislation that you saw or were part of in committee or whatever that you thought, hey, this was something that maybe could help, but yet it never really made much of an advancement in this session?
Well, I have two bills that still are in play, and in fact, they'll be before House Insurance Committee next week, and we'll see what they do with them. But one of those bills deals with adjuster reports, and we know from claims that were made for hurricanes down in southwest Louisiana, especially in the Lake Charles area, where numerous insurance companies illegally changed the adjuster's reports and lowered the amounts that the adjusters that actually went out and looked at the building said were due, without their knowledge. So I have a report that makes that a felony crime and says that they can amend reports and do all those things as long as it's with the knowledge of the original adjuster, and they disclose it to the policyholder as well. Another one deals with credit scoring, and we've talked about credit scoring for a long time in Louisiana. Louisiana is a poor state with a lot of people that have poor credit history, and they don't know how to address that, how to deal with it, or even know if their credit history is being correctly reported. So I have a bill that sets out the law much as the same as the Fair Credit Reporting Act from Congress several years ago. And hopefully that will stop insurance companies from from increasing some of these people's insurance policies, the amount of the premiums, because they have poor credit.
Senator Luno, I think that's all I needed. I appreciate it, man. Good luck with those bills.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Bye-bye.